Number 154, the bounty hunter. Bob Fett was in a remunerative profession. He was a bounty hunter. His job was to find reprehensible renegades, render remnants of criminal gangs to the judicial system, repatriate illegal immigrants, and find people who had reneged on contractual obligations and reparations. This was sometimes dangerous work, and so Bob was remunerated handsomely. It was certainly more than enough to pay the rent. He often had to remove these people from remote areas where they had hoped to repose. Sometimes it was easy to find these people. He would phone them and arrange a rendezvous for a repast. Then he would arrest them before they were replete. Of course, the people he caught would usually repine and remonstrate with him. But such remonstrance was futile. They could reprehend Bob all they wanted. They repelled him, but Bob had a job to do, and he did it well. Other people would claim that they had feelings of remorse and wanted to repent. They would renunciate their former lifestyles and live good, honest lives. Often, these displays of how they would renounce their criminal lives were renditions worthy of Broadway. Bob actually suggested that a few of the criminals make honest money from rendering on stage. One man took Bob's suggestion seriously and is now a man of renown with an excellent repertoire on stage in Las Vegas. One of the best excuses Bob ever heard was from a man who claimed to be renascent after suffering renal failure. He was ashamed of the repellent things he had done and was now working in a repository, renovating and replicating works of art. He even offered Bob a few replicas in exchange for leaving him alone. Bob told the man that unfortunately what he had done was not so easily repairable, and that people should consider the repercussions of their actions before they act. The man was unable to repress his feelings of anger, and he tried to rend a wooden leg from a chair in order to threaten Bob with it. He also insulted Bob personally, but Bob replied with his usual repartee. Only a repeal of a warrant for arrest or failure by the client to pay would stop Bob hunting for a person. Once he had found some people, he would go to the office to replenish his list. Then he would start again. A TV crew wanted to take reportage of Bob's working life, but Bob didn't want any repertorial publicity.